Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Need life cover but don't know where to start? Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
There has been a powerful reaction to the documentary Stolen, broadcast on RTE 1 last night. The programme focused on the six-decade period when many mothers were incarcerated in mother and baby homes run mainly by the Catholic Church, along with other religious denominations and state and local authorities. Survivors reveal the shocking details of their treatment in a scandal that sparked a government inquiry. And one of the participants in the show, Noelle Brown, joins me now. I must say, it moved me to tears almost, Noelle, watching it, even though we knew a lot of it. But what's your reaction to the programme last night?
Well, the reaction from people has been overwhelming, between rage and upset. And I think what Margot did, I mean, she had a huge task ahead of her. She had enough material, she said, for several documentaries. But she did an incredible job in 90 minutes. She made it survivor-centred, unlike the Commission of Investigation report. She's captured the scale and the level of cruelty, the scale of human rights abuses, and the legacy that survivors are left with, which is an incredible job. And she made survivor stories the centre of it, which was really important. She was very respectful
credit,
to survivors.
Full
yeah,
credit
it was
to Margot
amazing in 90 minutes.
Yeah, and I really, it's on the RT player. I would advise people, if you have 90 minutes to go, and watch it. You've been contacted, Noelle, by more survivors since it was broadcast last night.
Yeah, I mean, my phone has been blowing up all day and into the early hours of this morning. That always happens. There are many stories out there that have never been heard, may never be heard. And when any time I'm involved in something, people contact me, I do make a point of responding to everybody, because it's important. Mm-hmm. And like I said in the documentary, you think you've heard every horror and then somebody else contacts you and tells you something else. But the scale of this cannot be underestimated. The amount of people that are out there affected by this issue, affected by what happened in those institutions, incarceration, forced labour, forced adoption. And it is a legacy that we are living with. It is no longer the sense that it's, you know, it's ancient history. All those people are dead now. We're not dead. We're alive. And there are generations of us and we're still fighting for justice. And I think Margot captured that so beautifully, and bringing in artists and journalists and historians and advocates as well, and painting that entire picture of the entire island of Ireland in its brutal honesty, and not treating it as some inconvenient history that needed to be rewritten, which is what the commission tried to do. It was truth-telling at its finest, and she did an incredible job. And I think people were really captured by that, just understanding the abject cruelty that people were subjected to and are continued to face, you know, not being given justice or equality in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the state. It's absolutely appalling that we're still in this situation. I think people are really affected by that.
Yeah, I'm affected by what you say and how you describe it, Noelle. We are not dead. We're searching for justice. I mean, would you include the number of people who've been excluded from the redress scheme?
Absolutely. I mean, the irony of the day, it was broadcast. A 91-year-old man and his granddaughter went to the media to see if he could get his payments, because there'd been months of delay. And he got his payment because he went to the media. We have to go forward all the time and tell our stories at great cost. It's very hard to stand up as private people and have to pour out intimate details of our lives. And that man had to go to the media to get justice. And, you know, we have a redress scheme where 40% of survivors are included. 24,000 people are excluded. People who were boarded out, a lot of adoptees, people subjected to vaccine trials, people who experienced discrimination on grounds of race or disability, and certain institutions. There's one survivor who spent 3 years in two separate institutions. And because the bulk of her time was in one institution, St. Joseph's, she's excluded from redress. 3 years of her life. That is disgusting in this day and age, and it is unacceptable. People have to go to court. There are 8 or 9 legal actions about the redress bill from people who are excluded, again, at great personal cost to survivors. And Minister O'Gorman's response was, oh, we'll have to deal with that. Pay people. pay people, get the Catholic Church to compensate people for the gross human rights abuses that they were subjected to, and stop abusing people. Because this is what it is. It's human rights abuses that have not been dealt with in this country. And the way people are being treated now is further abuse and further trauma being inflicted on them. And it's disgraceful in 2024 that is the state.
Can I ask you about the exhumation in Tuam? The long-awaited exhumation at the Tuam mother and baby home, where, God help us, 796 babies are believed to be buried. That's to begin next year, I think. And we spoke
to
the man overseeing it on this programme. But
yes.
you're campaigning, aren't you, Noel, to have the exhumation scheme expanded?
Absolutely. We all are as survivors. Carmel Cantwell has done extraordinary work in Cork with Besborough, where there were 859 babies who died. 64 burials are only accounted for. I came out of Besborough myself. We know there are mass graves in Shawnras Abbey. We know they're in Castle Pollard. And even Tuam's exhumations has started with an exclusion. They will not take the DNA from cousins. Why? Why are they excluding cousins? Because they know that a lot of people have died, parents, close relatives have died. So the last link is cousins, so let's get rid of that. You can't start a just process by excluding. We've seen that with the redress bill. It doesn't work. This needs to be, the redress bill needs to be widened, the eligibility, and so do the tomb excavations. We have to look at other institutions where we know babies are buried, where we know there are families that are affected by it. And this narrowing of we'll do with this and we'll exclude this and we'll exclude that is absolutely disgraceful in 2024.
Mass graves, when you really think about it, this is Ireland now we're talking about. Mass
absolutely.
Graves.
And, absolutely.
And as
9,000 children, Cormac, died at the hands of the state and the Catholic Church, and thousands of them, they're unaccounted for, infants and children. Yeah. 9,000. And while the Catholic Church would have us believe that there was a few bad apples that caused it, it takes a lot of rotten apples to cause the deaths of 9,000 children.
And I don't want to go over what's in the documentary. I would really appeal to people to look at the documentary in the RT player, but it is stark. One element, one part of the documentary outlines that some of the children, some of the babies, as young as 3 months old, died of a lack of nourishment or a lack of nutrition, food, and they were getting money to feed them.
I mean, but that's it. I mean, you know, and for the bearers, they were given a pound or whatever. So rather, they took the money and put them in mass graves. And I remember being in Tuam, a silent vigil walk to the burial place. And we walked past a fully functioning graveyard. And there was an Italian man standing next to me. And he said, why didn't they just bury the babies there? Why? Why not give them a respectful burial? Because they were seen because of being born outside of marriage. They had that shame and stigma, and it was a money-making exercise. If you talk to any survivor birth mother that was in a mother and baby home, they say from the minute they went in, their sole purpose on forced labour was to make money for the Catholic Church. It's absolutely disgraceful how you could treat families and infants and children in that manner and subject them to that cruelty. Pregnant women being subjected to that cruelty is absolutely appalling.
A listener texts us, and we'll finish on this, Noel. I'm listening to your programme here. We all should get proper redress, no matter whether we were there 1 month or 100 months. We were ill-treated, made to look like nothing by so many of our peers. Does that, Nestor? Look, Noel Brown, we'll talk again, I hope, soon. Thank you very much indeed for joining
us. Thank you, Cormac. Thank you.